This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Hello.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful as usual.
Excellent. It's the weekend. Fall weather is right around the corner. I know we've been way above normal the last, while. However, we should be around 83, 84. And so we've been well into the 90s. And I've heard that next week we might see some rain and some storms here and there. And then by the end of the week, below average, like around 81.
Goodness, that'd be wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
Can you imagine if we're in the 80s? Woo!
I know. It's going to feel like chilly. We'll have to get out our winter coats and our parkas.
I love that. I saw where it may snow in the Rockies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the earliest snow.
I can't imagine. Dadgum snow in the Rockies. I mean, here we are in the 80s.
Yeah.
This people got some kind of problem.
It may be about more than just the snow with their problem.
I know. They are kind of quirky out there.
Yeah, they are kind of quirky. That's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Obviously, fall is here and lots of great things coming up. And I know, and I won't reveal what it is yet, but I know that we have something exciting and fun for trivia today. So we'll get to that here in just a little bit. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring. Big Town.
Big town.
Big town.
This is all about growing your money so you can retire happy and wealthy and early. So what are the big excitements? I know we've been on a big high for the last couple of weeks as far as policies go. So what is the big headline from this past week?
Well, the big headline is that big policy that we were all talking about for 2 weeks. We did manage to get that closed. We were having a rough time there. We were a little worried. A broker came in was trying to tell our client on this, I can do more. I can do all this. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. So we had a few bad moments, but it looks like that's over. We're going to close. Everything's all right. And we closed $7 million in 2 weeks.
Holy smokes.
Yes, $7 million in 2 weeks. It was a big 2 weeks, you're right. And got some great policies. And that now, and sometimes we have trouble getting policies, and they're just sending them one after another, right after another. We've been offered about, probably $8 million in new policies. And I'm looking at all of everybody's accounts, and I'm going, people are going to have to add some money to their accounts because they're not going to have enough to do all this.
Yeah, people are in a lot of policies right now, I would assume.
They are. They're in a lot of policies. They put up a lot of money. And we've had some great policies. Two of the ones that have been offered right now are like 20 and 24 months. So they're short term. And one of them is a pancreatic cancer. Now, they all love that one, and it's a 24-month, so that'll be very, quickly. And it's just amazing to me that we've been doing small policies all year, and then suddenly the large policies have just dropped in our lap.
Wow.
And, yes, and as I said, this is a lot of policies to close on. And I've already told them, I said, we'll have to close them one, and then another 2 weeks, and another 2 weeks to get them closed, because everybody doesn't have that much money right now. you know, we've got five maturities that have not got to the bank, and we're waiting on those maturities also. And, you know, those two were late, and but those are supposed to be in the bank next week, I believe. So I'm looking forward to getting all that money in people's accounts.
This is a good time to be doing this, too.
It is. It's a great time to be doing it. You know, we've had a lot of maturities this year. I expect to have quite a few more, you know, before the end of the year. And so it's just everything is hitting great for a change. It's not, you know, well, we're waiting on policies or we're waiting on money. Everything came together the last 2 weeks.
Is it anything, and I'm sure it's not, but is there anything as far as the timing goes that maybe you've done differently, or is it just kind of like coincidence of availability and payouts?
I think it was availability, payouts, and then that other policy paid so much.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted it, and everybody was sending money and wiring money in to get into that one policy. Because we've never had that happen, you know, that was able to pay that much more. And then some people didn't understand that we had escrowed longer. What they didn't understand was that was a safety feature, you know, where you'll never have to pay a premium. I mean, we were covering them every way in the world. So it all worked out. It was a great deal. And I was glad to be a part of that. I mean, it was an exciting time. It really was.
Yeah, that is a big deal. And, you know, when these huge waves start, you never know how long they're going to last. And really, it seems like one of those things that may have been, you know, just a one-time thing. It's in, it's out. It may not happen again for, you know, 5-10 more years. Who knows? But as it looks, you know, over the last couple of weeks, even 3-4 weeks from what I'm kind of telling on my own, it looks like this wave is continuing. And so people who are not already in, people who are thinking about, you know, getting into a more conservative type of investment to grow their wealth, kind of maybe wanting to get out of the stock market because, let's face it, we all know that the rumors are going around are not great. We see what's going on around the world, not great. You know, performances, not great. We're seeing a lot of highs. We're seeing a lot of lows. So the instability, the uncertainty is out there as far as Wall Street goes. And so it looks like for anybody who has not, you know, come into the fold on the life settlement deal, this might be a really good time not only for established investors, but also for new investors to come into the picture as well, right?
Yes, I think so. And there's a lot of people selling their businesses right now. And we haven't had this happen for a while. But I've got two or three people right now that are coming to us. They're closing on their businesses in October, November, and they're going to be putting that money with us. They're not going back in the stock market. And a lot of people tell me they did not make any money the last 2 years. You know, all the time that everybody's been touting the stock market, they said they didn't make any money. You know, that one, you know, I mentioned, I think $3,000 in 2 years, that's nothing. So people are wanting to do something different. They've got the money right now. And then those that are being laid off, they're bringing us their money because, you know, they can't leave it there once they've left that company.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of new people that are going to be bringing their money to us because of different circumstances. You know, if they've been laid off or if they're retiring. We've got people retiring right now also. A lot of them just say, I've had it. You know, I'm going to take their early payout. I'm leaving. I'm over it. You know.
Is it just a matter of the fact that people are taking advantages of these payouts, these buyouts, these early retirements? Or, you know, have they already had it in their mind that, oh, gosh, you know, it's about time for me to do something? Or is it kind of like a combination of both? You know, they already wanted to, but then you got this catalyst that really kind of propelled them into the whole early retirement anyways. How does it fall in the big picture?
Well, a lot of people were thinking about retirement, but they weren't going to do it for 2 or 3 more years. And then this early buyout came, and it was too good because, you know, the early buyout gave them enough money where they could actually retire now, that they didn't have to wait. So that's why they're taking advantage of it. And they're young, you know. Most of them are late 50s on this buyout. I've got some that might be 62, But most of them were not fixing to retire. They were still going to go another 3 or 4 years. And this buyout came, and so they are taking it. I think they were afraid they might be laid off if they didn't.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're in a drastic situation, because then you kind of caught between a rock and a hard place.
That's exactly right, and they didn't want to go there. So that's why a lot of them have taken early retirement, and it's a pretty good package, and they may do something else, but they're not sure yet.
Hmm.
You know, they're young, and if they could go to work for somebody else and then just invest this money and let it be growing and go back and earn some more and start another 401k, a lot of them can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are any of them taking early buyouts and starting their own business, or are they just like going off to have fun?
I've had one guy say he might go ahead and start his own business, but most of them are not going to do that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Most of them aren't. Because they're company men. And I don't know if you really understand that. If they've worked for one company all these years, they're probably not going to start their own business. Now, if they've worked for several companies, they might. But the guys that work for one company, they just, it's not in them. It's just they're a company man, and they work for one company for 40 years. They're just going to retire and hang it up.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm hearing is that it takes a certain type of person, generally speaking, with a different type of mindset, who has been in a number of different scenarios, you know, draws experiences from different places. You know, I worked at this company. It was great. I worked at this company. Here's what they could have done better. And we're going to apply all of this. We're going to put it all into one pot. We're going to take the best of these situations. We're going to remove the worst. And we're going to create a company that really signifies the best of the best. Is that the type of person that would normally be starting their own business?
Yes.
Okay.
If like you say, if they've worked for a lot of companies, they don't have that fear of the unknown. Like the guy that's worked for one company, they have that fear of going out and starting something new, because they've just worked for one company, they've been with one employer, and that's all they know.
Hmm.
So they're not adventurous, let's put it that way.
Ah, I see. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're just not adventurous. But then we have people that have worked for a lot of companies, and then they finally just say, alto, I'm going to go do my own thing. I don't want to work for anybody else anymore.
Hmm.
But those are few and far between.
Yeah.
So we do have some.
When it comes to retirement, and somebody does own their own business, how does that change from that perspective to somebody who has worked for, like you say, a company man, somebody who's worked for a company for, you know, many, 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 many years? How does the perspective going into retirement and the planning, how does it change between the two scenarios?
Well, there's a lot of difference. If you've worked for a lot of different companies, you've probably got more than one 401k that needs to be picked up and managed, and so you're gonna want to put those together when you come for to us. Now, if it's just a one-time deal, you've been working for the same company, you know, you're probably going to do this one way and one way only. You're not open to as many different things, and you're going to want that money solidified. You don't want it back in the stock market, and you're probably going to do it that way. Now, the other type of people that retire, they're going to buy a ranch. You know, I've got people that have got money with me, and they go off and buy a ranch in New Mexico or somewhere.
As a hobby.
As a hobby. I mean, the hobbies are crazy, what people will do.
Yeah.
I mean, they go and get them a ranch. Then they have to have a ranch foreman to run the thing. But then they go out and do cattle drives with them. They brand with them, and they're having fun, okay?
Well, you know, I guess if you've got the means to do it, then why not? You know, I mean, if it's something that's been on somebody's bucket list their whole life is to have a ranch, I guess this is the time to do it. But you've got to have the resources to do that. You've got to be able to have the option to do that. So when people are planning for retirement, do they come to you and say, golly, Faye, retirement really scares me. I'm sure I have to have just, I'm looking at like a pile of cash the size of Mount Fuji that I need to have in order to retire. I'm nowhere near there, and retirement scares me. Do people come to you with that type of perspective, or are they a little bit more in control of the situation?
Well, it depends their age. Now, if you're talking about someone 65 years old and they don't have it all together, they're pretty dadgum worried. But if you're talking about a guy in his 50s, like 56, 59, he knows he's got time to do it. And his 401 can be rolled over. Sometimes you can roll part of it over. Sometimes you can roll it all over. And you can do some conservative things that will bring the income level up, that can get you more interest. That's what they need to do. And that's what they come to me to talk about. How can I get more interest and keep the interest going after I retire where I will have more money? Then I tell them it's going to take 7 years to double. It's not overnight. It's not a one-time deal. You have to have a lot of policies, and you have to be diversified.
When you say a lot, what do you mean by a lot?
You've got to have five or six at least.
Okay.
And if you've only got enough money for one, it's going to be tough to make this thing work.
Mm-hmm.
You may have the $100,000, but if that's all you've got, it'll be tough getting you enough money to do any good. But it may be that you just have $100,000 available, but you've got $400,000 maybe in your 401k. So you're going to start with $100,000 and then gradually put more money in. And I've got a lot of people started with $100,000 or $150,000, but now they're up to $500,000,
$600,000. Oh, wow. So really kind of bootstrap the plan.
I have a lot of people that started before they ever retired. They own their own business. I've got several men were in business here in town. They came to me maybe with, I think that we started with $250,000. And over the years, we've put a lot more money in, but he's had lots and lots of maturities. The man I'm thinking about right now has got two coming on these policies that have just matured that he's fixing to get paid on. He's fixing to get over $100,000.
Wow.
So, yes, he's made money all these years with us. And he's added more money when he retired than he put a lump sum with us. Okay?
So what would you tell somebody who's listening right now, and they say, okay, Faye, this sounds really great, and I'm really interested. I've got $200,000-$300,000. I want to come see you, but this is a lot of money that we're talking about to invest. What would you tell them is the biggest draw between a life settlement and a Wall Street investment?
I think the biggest draw is you know what you're going to make. I mean, can you imagine years ago if we knew what we were going to make on anything we were doing?
Oh, no.
It wasn't possible. You had no idea. It was, as they always say, a crapshoot. In other words, it was like rolling the dice. You didn't know. But nowadays, with everything we have, we know what they're going to make. We know pretty much when it's going to happen. And like everybody says, we could be off. The doctors could be off. It may go long. But you're still going to get paid. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. If it's late, it won't make any difference. You're still going to get the same amount of money. And if it's early, you get the same amount. If it comes in the middle, you still get that same amount of money. That's what I love. And you know what you're going to get. When we're in the stock market, people don't know.
Yeah.
They say, I'd like to make this much. And they go, well, if that stock does good, you will. If it doesn't, you won't.
It's as predictable as the wind.
It's like the IPOs this week.
Oh.
Yeah. Two of them were pulled back.
Yeah.
Endeavor was one of them. They pulled their IPO.
Really?
Yes. It was just too scary. Peloton, and I don't know that company, but their IPO opened on Wall Street very, very badly.
Yes.
So then Endeavor pulled theirs. That tells you what can happen with the stock market.
Yeah.
If people like it, they're gonna ratchet up. Apparently, they didn't. I don't know anything about the company, but the IPO was not successful. Let's just put it that way.
Well, Peloton, I mean, we've seen the commercials on TV, and it looks very attractive. Sales are very well. They do very well. But then, and so I think that they were expecting it to do well. Well, I saw an interview with the CEO, and he was talking about the company and how they approach it. And he was saying something about, yes, you get the bike, so for $2,500 or $5,000 treadmill or whichever option you go with. On top of that, you've got the monthly subscription for the software. And it was bizarre. I've never heard anything like this. But they were asking him, well, is it like $60 or $70 a month or whatever it is? Isn't that a little bit too much on top of the cost of the equipment for people to justify like a Peloton equipment. And he said, well, it's the kind of thing where, you know, if you're by yourself, that's fine, but you may go into it like halves, you know, with like your spouse. So if it's like a husband wife team, and you do the subscription, then it only cuts it in half, which makes it around $29-$30, and it's very affordable. So, I heard that, and I thought, oh my goodness, he should at least get an A for the spin on that.
That's why the stock did not do well on Wall Street.
I know. I'm like, well, that explains it right there. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, IPOs can go anywhere. They can go up. It's really scary. It seems like, well, what is happening on Wall Street? You know, with not only, you know, what you're talking about, you know, things that happened this week, but just in general, is the fear there strong enough for people to come to you? Is more of a, like, oh my gosh, Faye, I'm really scared about what's happening on Wall Street? Or do they come to you with the attitude of, gosh, you know, I really just want to do something really great. I want to, you know, have a conservative type of investment. Which are they coming from, the point of fear or the point of, hey, this is great and I want to move forward with something positive?
They come to me and they say, I've had it. That's what they say. I've had it. I've been there long enough. I know what it does and doesn't do, and I can't take it anymore. That's basically what they're saying. They say at my age, and they're talking about 60 years old, they say at my age, I cannot do this anymore. Yeah. That's basically what they're saying to me. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be more conservative, but I still want to make some money, you know. And so that's what they say. I don't want to do it anymore. You know, I've been in Wall Street a long time, and I am not rich. Mm. That's what they say. I am not rich. I could have been, but it just didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, so,
you know, it just didn't work out. And we're talking about out here, and, you know, ordinary people with ordinary jobs, and they didn't see that richness. They didn't get rich. So they're ready to change it over, to go conservative, and to know what they're going to make. That's why they come to us. They want a conservative side. And another thing, a lot of their friends have talked to them and said, this is what we've made with Faye. This is what we made. And when they tell them, they go, I think I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a guy that sold his business, got a lot of money. But his employee has accounts with us. So when he found out what his employee made, then he came over.
So the employer followed the steps of the employee.
And that's the way it works sometimes. Wow. And then we have people. I've got one family that the lady and her husband came over 5 or 6 years ago. Then one by one, the rest of the family came over.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've made money. They've done well. They have lots of policies maturing. So I love to see that because they go and tell other people. Now, we do have people that they're still waiting. We have people that have went long. And it happens. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And they will get paid. They're going to make their money. It's just getting over this first hump.
Yeah.
But the rest of the people are doing very, very well. And that's why they continue with us. And that's why when I gave you that figure last week of what the total payout was, it was tremendous. What the total payout was. I mean,
that's a big deal.
Shocking.
That kind of money is too much for people to ignore, especially when all that people have to do is basically get in, set it, forget it, and wait for the policy to mature. Nobody's up in the middle of the night wondering, oh my gosh, is this policy, you know, has it lost value or anything like any of the concerns they have on Wall Street, they don't have with a life settlement, right?
No, they don't. You don't have the same worries. And it's a life insurance policy. This is what I keep drumming through people's heads. The investment is in a life insurance policy. We've never had a life insurance company not pay off. You know, there's risk, of course, in everything we do in life. And this is not without risk. But the risk is manageable. You know, it's not the kind of risk that would scare you to death. And the risk is if the policy goes over. Not if something happens to the policy, but if it goes long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your biggest risk if the policy goes long. That is not the risk on Wall Street. It's not if it goes long. It's if it goes down. I mean, you know, that's a big difference in your risk right there.
Yeah, because on Wall Street, you get the wrong risk, you're going to lose money. With a life settlement, if you get this biggest risk like you're talking about, if it goes over, you're still going to get paid. It just may take, you know, a couple extra months or however long it takes, but you still get paid. And so that I would imagine that would be probably one of the biggest things that people say, wow, Faye, I can't even believe that this has been here in front of my face this whole time and I didn't call you sooner. I'm sure they say something like that.
I have people that say to me every week, I wish I had come to you sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had have, they would have made more money.
Yeah.
But the nice part about a life insurance policy, when the person passes away, we send the certified death certificate into the life insurance company, and they pay off.
Yeah.
And we've, you know, every time we find something that's slowing it down, we've found a way around it and changed it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that all these years, people were letting the states dictate when they were going to get the certified death certificate.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of have to mercy.
I'm up in arms about it.
Yeah.
to think that I found a way around it, and if I'd known this a year ago, we would have been getting our death certificate so fast it'd make you swim. I mean, it'd be crazy. You
took care of that in a lickety-split hurry.
I did. When I was informed that we couldn't get the death certificates for 4 months, I called the funeral home in those towns.
Yeah.
And there they said to me, oh, we can go down here to the county courthouse and get it. Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing that's not crossed anybody's mind before now.
It's amazing. This huge company that we use that gets our death certificates did not know it. They thought you had to go to the state.
Wow.
Wow. Faye Bagby from, you know, West Texas figured it out for them.
I bet there's men sitting around a boardroom conference table right now scratching their heads doing, why didn't we come up with that?
Yeah, and after we told them, we'll do that from now on.
Yeah,
I bet they will. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know, you touched on one of the risks as far as the policy going over, and people may have to wait a little bit, and, you know, you may have to pay those premiums. What other risks are there? I know there's two others.
Okay, the middle risk is it is not liquid during that time, which, you know, any smart person would know that. When you put your money in, you can't get the money back because it's in a life policy. We have paid that money over to the owner of that policy. That's how we paid them, with part of your money. So we know we can't get the money back once we've invested until it matures. Once it matures, you can do anything you want. You can have us write you a check. You can leave it in there and roll it again. Like most of these are IRAs, so we do roll them all the time. And that's the way it works. It's supposed to work that way. Until you call for the money, you need to be making money. You don't want to stop making money after one time. That doesn't make sense.
No. In fact, this is part of a whole process. This is a plan that happens over several years. You know, it's part of a retirement strategy. It's not just you get in this one policy and then all of a sudden, as soon as it matures, you have enough to retire. You go off into the sunset. That's not the point. That's not how the whole thing is set up. It's about, you know, putting together a strategy. And so when people are looking at this and they're saying, okay, well, I understand. And you said earlier, people in roughly five policies, give or take, some more, some maybe a few less. But they're looking at this and they're saying, well, Faye, how long do I need to do this to get to where I need? How many years am I investing in this process?
Well, and I always tell them, you can do it till you retire. But if you're smart, you'll keep doing it after you retire, where you have that interest income coming in all the time. You don't want to go back to a bank CD, and they shake their head. Nobody wants to go back to a bank CD. You know, that 1.5%, it will just about buy you some coffee. It's about all it'll cover.
If that.
You know, and it's not ever going to get any better. The Federal Reserve, it keeps cutting interest rates for everything. I mean, interest rates, you can't look at banks anymore. You've got to look outside of a bank to make any money.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing people realize, CDs are out of the question. And then they go, okay, do we want to do bonds? Well, we know what happened to bonds the other day. And then they say, well, do I want to do the stock market, that risk? Or do I want to do something that's with a life insurance company that, you know what you're going to make. A life insurance company is always paid off. We've never had a life company not pay. And we're using the biggest life insurance companies in the business. We don't do B-rated paper. They have to be rated A or double A for us to even buy the policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a lot of safeguards. You can't safeguard everything in life, but you can, safeguard as much as possible.
That is true. You want to reduce your risks as much as possible, and this really is a super conservative investment. So for somebody who's looking at this, what do you say? How do you say when somebody comes to you for the first time, how do you explain how a life settlement works? How do you explain to them how, hey, this is an investment, here's how it works, here's how you get paid? How does this become a money-making opportunity?
Okay, everybody says, well, how do I make the money? That's the whole thing they don't understand. And then I explain to them, if it's a $1 million policy, we didn't pay $1 million for that policy. We probably paid $700,000. So they're making the spread, as we call it, the difference between what we paid for the policy and what the face amount of the policy is.
Yeah.
That's
bought
the big difference.
At, say, 70, 75%, whatever it is in that range. But when it pays out, it's going to pay the full 100%. And that's where the profit margin comes from.
That's exactly right. That's where their profit is. It's between that and the face amount. Then the other thing, again, we're talking about getting that risk down as much as possible. That's why we escrow all the premium. If it's a 24-month policy, the money is right there in advance. We're not taking the risk that there wouldn't be money to pay the policy premium. Mm-hmm. So it's all at the bank, in the bank, and the bank pays out the premium. So that's another safety issue. The other thing is all the money goes to the bank. That's the biggest safety issue of all. The checks are not written to us. It's written to the bank. We open the account at Nevada Trust, and we go from there. The bank handles everything. They represent us. They are the trustees on every account we have.
How does the process work as far as people getting paid? Like, when do they get paid? How do they get paid?
They get paid when the policy matures. And always before now, they got paid within 6 to 8 weeks. And as you know, we've had these 2 or 3 went over because of the state. But on a normal deal, they should get paid in 6 to 8 weeks. Because as soon as we get the notice of the death, we request the death certificate. And most states don't have this backup. Most of them weren't backed up in the first place. But there was 4 states that were. Pennsylvania was one of them. That was one that caused a policy to go over. So now that we're doing it the new way, we should be back down to that 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
We shouldn't have that long wait that we've been having this summer.
So you've even sped that up a little bit.
It will be. I think it'll be speeded back up. It looks to me like there should be no reason for the delays we've been experiencing, because all these states were just saying, well, we're behind. And, and then Pennsylvania didn't care if they ever paid it, I mean, they just didn't care. And so we've found a way around that. And so this is what you have to do. If you find things slowing down, things are not going like they should be on a claim, get to the bottom of it.
Okay. And the types of policies that you're investing in, that makes a really big difference, because you're only investing in policies of people who need to sell their life insurance because they've been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. You're not looking for, policies of somebody who just maybe, 65 and wants to travel. You're not looking for people who are 40 and just want some money. You're not looking for even stage 1 or 2 type stage cancer. You are specifically going for stage 4, and why is that?
Because our people want a faster turnover. They don't want a 7-year turnover. They don't want a 5-year. They want 3.5, probably the longest they want to go out. And they want to turn their money. So that's why we do that. And we don't do seniors anymore. We did those. We've still got 3 of those things hanging on that have not passed away. We find that the seniors are not ill. They're old as heck. But bless their hearts, they're not ill, and they They convinced us they were, and that's when we first started doing this, and we didn't know any better. We believed them. So we know now, do not do seniors. You have a cutoff date of 74. Nobody over 74, we will not buy them.
Now, you caught on to that game in a big hurry.
I caught on real quick when I found out how long they might live. You know, we found out it's going to be a long, drawn-out affair. Not going to be what we like, I'll tell you.
Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia, and we always talk about some interesting fun things, whether it's a place to visit or some Texas history. And I've been looking forward to this because it's a special time of year. So what is our topic this morning?
The State Fair of Texas has opened. Opened yesterday.
Brilliant.
It's as big as Texas, let me tell you.
Wow.
There is so many things at the State Fair, I can't even name them all. I mean, you know how fabulous a place it is. It's not only the Midway. It's not judging the horses and the cattle and the sheep for the kids and all this. But we have some grown-up things there. I mean, as I call it, the grown-up things.
Yeah. That's important because when you take the kids to kids-only thing, parents can get a little bit bored. But I at the Texas State Fair, nobody will ever say that, wow, that was boring. That's never happening.
Okay, the truck zone. We've never even touched on this. You know, the truck zone is wide open spaces. It's 175,000 feet.
Wow.
Open space for all the trucks. It's called the truck zone at the fair. And it shows off all the Lone Star trucks. Who won Texas, do you think, the truck of the year?
I don't even know where to start guessing.
The Dodge Ram.
Nope, I was going to go with Chevy.
I was going to go with Ford.
Ah.
I just knew it'd be Ford F-150. It was not. The Dodge Ram won against all the other trucks submitted.
Hmm.
But they have the wildest things in the world there. Everything you ever thought about a truck is there. All the men should go and see it. Can you imagine 175,000 outdoor space?
That's a lot of space.
It is. And they have all kinds of mind-blowing truck displays. They have a truck in the air. They do off-road adventures. It's going to thrill everybody. The truck deal for men is really something else. And
wow.
That's something that every man needs to go see.
That'd be like taking a kid to a candy store.
It is. But they've got Ford. They've got Chevrolet. They've got the GMC, the Ram. You know, they've got the Nissan. They've got lots of things. And then the car show, it's got all the little sports cars. It's got the fast cars.
Mm, nice.
I mean, this is a heaven for a man.
Yeah.
You know, everything in the world. They can go to the dog show. They can go, but, you know, when it comes to trucks, that's where they want to be.
Wow.
And this is going to be the place to be.
I can only imagine. I would walk into that and I would just start drooling, especially when it comes to the fast cars and the hot rods. And, oh, man, that's my thing.
Oh, yeah. They've got so many fast sports cars this year. They were telling all about them. It's exciting. This is really a man's side of the track. Now, another thing people don't know, you don't have to drive down there. You know, I've been around here a long, long time. You know, we've got the little trains now that run all over Dallas. You go to North Dallas, where you're probably staying. You get on the train, you go to the fair, spend the day, half the night, get back on the train, and go back to your hotel.
Cool.
You cannot beat that.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's easy. You can do it 2-3 days in a row. You don't worry about traffic. You don't worry about being at the fairgrounds late at night because you just walk up there and get on the train.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that neat?
That is well planned out right there.
It's really planned out. Now, the best part of the fair is the food.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing like the food fair in Texas. Now, the Choice Award, the big winner this year, 2019 Big Tex Choice Award, The winner is Ruth's Stuffed Fried Taco Cone.
Really?
A taco cone. Fried taco cone. It looks like your ice cream, but it's not. The winner of Best Taste was Big Red's Chicken Bread.
Ooh, chicken bread?
Chicken bread. It's a chicken that's been breaded and, oh, all kinds of stuff happened to it.
Oh, Lord, that sounds delicious.
Now then, the winner of Most Creative was Flamingo Tango.
Cool.
The Garza family presented it, and they won for Most Creative.
I will tell you, anything that rhymes usually tastes pretty good.
Yes. And then a finalist, the 2019 finalist who didn't win, was Calypso Island Shrimp Bowl.
Ooh.
Now, let me tell you, it was a tropical cabbage. It was stir-fried, had carrots, kale, scallions, ginger, sweet red bell peppers, and it was served on a yellow tropical rice. And it had shrimp and a sweet and spicy tropical glaze on it.
See, now all that sounds delicious except for the kale.
Well, they hid the kale. None of us like kale, but I think in this you won't find it.
It's like serving vegetables to kids as long as it's covered in cheese.
Yes. Now, I've got one other that wasn't a winner, but it's new, and I love it. It's a Texas cream corn casserole fritter.
Holy smokes, that sounds delicious.
Let me tell you, you make a cream corn casserole and with kernel corn, of course, sour cream, cheddar cheese, and you take a cornbread mix. You put it in a batter, then you put bacon, fresh diced jalapenos, and then you fry it till it's lightly browned, fluffy pillows of frittery goodness.
Frittery goodness.
And then it has a cream corn queso for dipping.
Oh
yeah, a corn queso. Wow.
Man, I may explode right now. I can't tell for sure.
Woo. I'm telling you, a person has to go to the fair. You've got to go for a weekend in Texas. You've got to October the 20th. I mean, if you're truly a Texan, you got to go to the truck show, the car show. You need to go and see all the animals. And then get on the midway and eat yourself into oblivion.
I can't get that taco cone off my brain.
Oh yeah, and last year's entries, oh my gosh, they were good. And just to talk about it is just too much.
Yeah,
it's just these are the things that makes Texans what they are.
Wow, I've never even heard of some of these things before. The food items they've got to be like one of a kind.
Oh yeah, they are. And the things from last year, I'm still struggling with those. You know, I mean, the things from last year were so good that I'm still thinking those are wonderful, you know?
Man.
You know, last year, you know, they came up with that burned-in burrito that was delicious. And they had all these other things. They had a southern fried chicken fettuccine Alfredo ball last year.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, now that's to die for right there. And then they had deep-fried Bayou Fruit Bites.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And let me tell you what the topping was. They said if you want to go to the extreme, they put candy, chocolate chips, walnuts, pecans, and berries on top of it.
Lord, that sounds amazing.
I mean, you know, this will do you under right there. I mean, it will absolutely do you under.
I want to have some blood work done after I leave.
Yeah, and then they had a peanut butter cup Snooki.
Oh!
It was fresh baked peanut butter cup cookie with vanilla ice cream, with caramel and chocolate drizzle, whipped cream, and a cherry on top.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, it's the State Fair has the most unusual things in the whole wide world.
Wow. Yeah.
And, of course, the one that won last year was, for best taste, was Fernie's Hoppin' John Cake with Jackpot Sauce.
Oh.
Yeah. So they go to the extreme. All these things are extreme goodness, okay?
You know, it's one thing to go to the fair for typical fair standard foods, you know, like the fried Oreos, meats on a stick, but then to have these one-of-a-kind items and these award winners, this is what sends it over the top, you know? You don't get anything like this in any other state's fair. I can almost guarantee you that.
I guarantee. I mean, people are never the same. I mean, and you do not want to wait when you get home.
People are never the same.
They're never the same. They'll talk about this for years, I guarantee.
Well, golly, Eunice, they went to the fair one way. They came back completely different. They were never the same.
I guarantee. And they're going to start wearing overalls with suspenders because they're going to be so fat.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to wear your Thanksgiving pants.
I guarantee you will. Oh, my gosh.
This is all at the Texas State Fair, and it's on now. When does it go through, October or something?
October 20th, so everybody needs to spend a weekend there, get the family, and go to the fair and be a true Texan.
Wow. I may have to spend a weekend plus a couple days to go to the doctor when I'm done, but, boy, it sounds worth it. Oh, Lord.
Yes, try everything and tell me about it, okay?
I will. I will eat myself, like you say, into oblivion and let you know what happened.
Yeah, let me know what happened. Oh, my gosh. And let me know what you weigh when you get home.
I will. I'll have new pants, I can tell you that. That's for sure. I'll be in big Texas pants by the time I'm done.
That's right. And you know what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
You know how tall he is and how big.
I know it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. And it's just an amazing place. It really is.
It really is. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, to do the life settlement program, one does need to be accredited. And so what does that mean?
It means you've got to make $200,000 a year, including bonus, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. And a lot of times people have to go home and add it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people come in and they know what they're worth. There just isn't any doubt about it at all.
Yeah.
And, they walk in and they say, you're worth $1 million? No, I'm worth $30 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And
now,
you think, did he just say that? That's always my question. Did he just say that?
You're checking your own pulse right now under the desk, making sure you're...
That's right. I am. I'm going, I don't remember if he said that or not.
The point is that there's a lot of opportunities to make money, and if you're not accredited, if you can't do the life settlement program, you do have other options, and this would be an opportunity for somebody who may be just under that threshold, maybe to make some other money with some of these other opportunities, build that wealth up, and then switch over to the life settlement, right? Is that an accurate approach if they need
to? Sure, they can do that. We have people that come in. They've got $100,000 or $200,000,
yeah,
but they don't make $100,000 a year. I mean, $200,000 a year. They make $140,000.
Yeah.
So they come to us. We put them in annuities. They can stay in annuities for several years, and they can switch over when they, when they do have the wherewithal. When that money does get to be $1 million estate, with what else they have, or it may just get to be $600,000, but with something else, it may still be enough. And so an annuity is a good, safe bet. You know, I hear all kinds of things about annuities. But a fixed asset annuity is a very safe thing. There's other annuities that you can buy through the brokerage houses that's called a variable annuity. They go up and down. It's just like being in the stock market. They've got mutual funds in them. And they're not as safe, naturally. They're more speculative. And they will not guarantee your principal. Mm-hmm. This will guarantee your principal through the assets of that life company. So that's a good thing.
So you can put together a plan for people wherever they're at, but they do have to get in, they do have to come talk to you, and they've got to get the ball rolling. You've got to come in and have some conversations. So, Faye, one last time, I assume you have some availability for appointments this week, yes?
I do, and starting Wednesday morning, we will be available for appointments through Friday.
What's your phone number for people to call to come make an appointment and see you?
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.